couple of security scenarios we ran. I'm smack in the middle of one we didn't think of.
That's Samuel Jackson fighting his way through security in the movie Snakes on a Plane. It's a reminder of what some of us will face in the weeks ahead as we travel for the holidays. As commentator Robin Washington explains, real-life run-ins with transportation security agents can trump any action blockbuster.
Enough is enough. I've had it with these f***ing snakes.
After having been scared to death last summer by snakes on a plane, are Americans now afraid of shakes on a plane? That certainly seems to have happened at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport recently, where six Muslim clerics were ejected from a U.S. Airways jet. This time, it wasn't a movie. Just after boarding, a passenger passed a note to the flight crew saying there were suspicious Arabic men spaced out in their seats. The note also said they had been overheard in the gate area saying, "Allah, Allah," and cursing U.S. involvement with Saddam. A flight attendant added to the worries. Some of the men had asked for seatbelt extenders, and she didn't think one was fat enough to need them. Another flight attendant thought one man was pretending to be blind. And a first-class Muslim passenger got up from his seat and went to the back, talking to the others. The captain called security, and the men were removed. Airport police and the FBI did background checks and questioned the imams for hours. They finally cleared them and declared them free to go. So what really happened here? The men were returning from a conference of the North American Imams Federation that couldn't have been held in a more mainstream American place, the Ramada Inn Mall of America. Organizers of the conference, which was attended by 60 imams from across the country, suspected they might have trouble. They even invited the FBI, asking if the agency had any questions or concerns. The FBI declined to attend and wished them well. When it was time to go home, some of the imams postponed their prayers, which they're required to make five times a day. Conference organizer Mohammed Al-Hamzi told me he no longer carries his Quran with him on planes for fear his passengers will suspect him of being a terrorist. African-American men are used to making that sort of compromise, of putting their hands where they can be seen and not acting suspiciously. Flying while Muslim isn't much different from driving while black. But some of the imams didn't wait to pray and did so in the gate area, sparking the passengers' fears. It's easy to call those passengers culturally insensitive. Would Christian or Jewish prayers incite such reaction? A friend of mine said on a flight to Israel, an Orthodox man next to him rocked in his seat in prayer the entire trip. But the reality is, it's a new world since September 11, 2001, and rightly or wrongly, Muslims are going to be watched. And that's precisely why the FBI dropped the ball by declining to join the imams at their conference, or at least check them out beforehand with background checks, and alerting the airlines. It's not a new idea. The Transportation Security Administration has proposed exactly that in its Registered Traveler program to get frequent flyers through airports swiftly. Maybe one day no group will be so associated with terrorism and Muslims won't be viewed with such suspicion. Let's pray that day comes soon.
Robin Washington is editorial page editor of the Duluth News Tribune.